It is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. Coming up this Saturday at noon, you can listen to Behind the Mitten with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman each and every Saturday. Gonzo's on the line with us this morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I didn't click on the article. I didn't read the whole thing, but you were compiling a list, as I understand it, of the best pasties in Michigan or in the UP.
Yeah, we actually did that trip last summer, and we put out the list last year, but it's kind of resurfaced again this year. Isn't that funny how social media goes?
Yeah.
In fact, a friend of mine was just up in the UP, and he said, I kept seeing signs for these pasties. And I'm like, no, they're pasties, not pasties.
Pasties are a whole different thing, yeah.
And he goes, I kept thinking, we should maybe stop. And he goes, I never did. And then he goes, I got back Monday, and I'm on my Facebook page, I saw your list for the best pasties in the UP. And I'm like, oh, see, you should have read the list. Because you should have came out with it earlier.
How's your summer going, by the way? Are you having a good summer?
It's going great. Yeah, we were just up in Escanaba, and speaking of pasties, there was a place in Escanaba that we didn't get to called Grandma's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to head up there and check it out. Just didn't get time. We got so busy checking out some other restaurants. But pasties are a thing. If you have not had a pasty, and I find it hard to believe my friend has never had one either.
Yeah.
They're just so UP. They're so Michigan. They're hearty. They're filling. But it's a great, anywhere you stop in the UP, but they're all going to be different. That's the thing that we learned on our trip. They're not all going to be the same. Some are going to contain rutabaga. Some are not going to have rutabaga, you know?
Are you a ketchup guy or a gravy guy?
Okay, well, here's the thing. The way to out yourself as a troll in the UP is to ask for gravy. No one in the UP, if you're a true Uper, you do not have gravy with your pasty.
Okay, that's interesting.
You might have a little ketchup. You might have ketchup. In fact, a couple places we went to had like a spicy ketchup, like a kicking ketchup with a little hot sauce in it. But that was it. So it's either no gravy or maybe a little ketchup or something hot.
Hey, I tried a place this week. We were up on Mackinac Island for the Port Huron to Mackinac race, and on your recommendation, I went to Smoky Jose's. Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, they're doing a great job there, kind of blending those two worlds of Mexican and barbecue. Where else did you go?
Oh, gosh. You know, I went to, we were at the Grand because that's where the race committee was and where the race ends, essentially. And I
tough
had a...
job, Paul.
Yeah, I know. Tough job. The food there is just outstanding. I'll tell you the other place that we always go when we get there because it's a great value and it's really good food. There is a pizza buffet in the Murray Hotel.
Yeah.
It's really good. I know that's not typical Mackinac Island fare, but we did that. And the Pink Pony, of course, we ate and had a couple drinks at the Pink Pony as well. So I love Mackinac Island.
Did you have a Rum Runner? That's what I need to know.
I didn't have the Rum Runner. No, we were into the Oberon there. So
okay, yeah, that's the thing they have there is the Rum Runner, like a slushy.
Yeah,
my wife swears by them. She loves them so. And they're not too bad, but I'm usually with you. I'm on the beer side of things.
Yeah, honey.
It's a fun time. Mackinac's a fun time, and UP is a fun time. You know, this is the prime time, folks. So if you want to get up there, go now. Also, go later in the season. My suggestion is go, like, right after Labor Day if you can. The crowds have kind of turned, you know, gone down a little bit, and a lot of things are still open.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, speaking of the UP and Mackinac Island, that's not where you're going to be this Saturday. In fact, you're going to be at a place where I don't think that I've really spent much time visiting. You're going to be in Jackson.
Yeah, you know, we encourage everyone listening, if they have not been to Jackson or maybe have some preconceived notions, this is a straight shot on 94 there once you get past Ann Arbor. And it is a hidden gem for foodies. We're going to take you to Grand River Brewing Company, where they have the best poutine ever. I know that you're there in Port Huron, so you've heard of poutine.
Absolutely.
They have great poutine. In fact, we called it Michigan's best poutine, isn't it, Grand River? Great beer, great food. But we also spent time at Chilango's Restaurant. It was our number two pick for Michigan's best Mexican restaurant. You'll learn more about what makes them so special. And then we'll learn more about the area and this Polish lager that Grand River Brewery has coming out right now. Great can. You're going to love it if you're of the Polish heritage and you kind of want to know a little bit more about Michigan's history with Polish beer. That Polish lager is one of the best summer lagers you're going to have. So definitely want to pick that up. The show's all about Jackson. Also, we talked a little bit about the wine trail, too. Southeast Michigan also has an incredible wine trail, and you'll learn about some of the wineries, too.
Neat stuff. We'll be listening noon on Saturday. Gonzo, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.